You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Someone I do like is Jalen Hurts. John, I want to play you a couple pieces of Jalen Hurts audio. One is going to be on his mindset coming into camp or during camp. The other is on training camp itself. But I want to see if there's an overarching thing to this that you notice that I notice this. Let's start with Hurts talking about his mindset in training camp.
My process has evolved on what I expect from training camp. You know, I think over the years, it's just become more and more about winning. And I know that is a very broad thing. And it takes everyone. It takes truly everyone. And so when it comes to having a new, you know, offensive play caller and an offensive coordinator, you take all of those things into consideration. When you're filling in voids in any position, you take all of those things into consideration. When you're trying to build a new identity or establish something new, you take all of those things into consideration. So I make it about the initiative KP has in store, the initiative Coach Sirianni has in store, and just trying to push that and thrive amongst that. Then I know when the season comes, it's about finding ways to win, truly. And so that's something that I've embraced. And I think the team is beginning to embrace that more and more. And so that's what it's about.
All right, I want you to keep that in mind.
Wow.
That is one. Right? Okay, so let's see. Just for comparison's sake, let's have one more. Talking about training camp, here's Jalen Hurts.
Well, I think we had a really good offseason and a really good training camp. And being able to just build on the foundation that we've established over the years. And so I think we're headed in a good direction in that. We just want to continue to build. You know, I think for context of what training camp serves of, you want to try and find the identity. I'm not saying we're leaving here with an identity, but we know what we're capable of and we know the things that we need to work on. And so when you go into training camp, you know, you're trying new things and you're trying to expand your repertoire and build on new things. And you take the highs with the lows, knowing that you kind of know what direction you want to be in. And at some points, even I know for Coach Petullo, he's putting an emphasis on a lot of stuff he just wants to see. That doesn't necessarily mean that it'll, you know, come to light, you know, out the gate. It may come to light, you know, in the last half of the season or maybe even the playoffs. It's just about building. And I think we did just that.
John, am I crazy? Or in those two answers from Jalen Hurts, did we get more said than in everything he said all last season? Like, are we getting a new Jalen Hurts? That was the most loquacious, most over-explaining.
Devoid of cliches.
This is exciting.
No cliches.
Jalen Hurts.
He's talking about what they're doing. He's saying what his mindset is. He's giving a glimpse into who he is and what he's thinking. John, am I crazy? Or is that, like, loquacious Jalen Hurts?
I think this is a clue to the fact that Jalen Hurts is feeling pretty good about where this offense sits. This is music to my ears because I think we were all so concerned that once again the reset of bringing a new play caller to the forefront with Kevin Petullo, this being the first time he's calling plays, But Kevin Petullo has been here the entire time. Nick Sirianni has been here.
Yep.
Kevin, and this is what we were hoping for. This is best case scenario that you've now got Jalen talking about building on a foundation, about continuing to add to the concepts that they had in place. This is wonderful to hear, because it's not a dry run from scratch like it has been the last several years. Every year for Jalen Hurts, except the Shane Steichen 2 years in a row offensive coordinator and play caller, the second year that happened, we went to the Super Bowl and we lost, but Jalen played incredibly.
He was the second in MVP that year.
Yes. I love the fact that he's calling Kevin Petullo KP.
Yeah,
I love the fact that it sounds like their relationship is on really solid footing. He's talking about finding ways to win. How do you make it look different? But the concept remains the same. This foundation building is exactly what we were hoping for.
Yeah, I that was awesome. That was more. I think Jalen Hurts gave us more in those two answers of what he thinks, how he thinks, how he's going about his business, just an insight into him than we've ever gotten from him in answers. Like, there was, and to Rhea's point, there was no cliches, there was no hurt speak. He just talked. It was really refreshing and
confident.
Cool here. Yes.
Very confident.
And look, John, I'm with you. I think that not just the fact that he did that, but the content of what he was saying made me feel better. And not that I was freaking out about this training camp. Like, you and I have been pretty consistent with not overreacting to what we're hearing or seeing from training camp. But I don't know how you couldn't hear that and feel better if you felt worse about the offense or about Hurts.
There's a really cool clip that they posted, the Eagles posted. Anthony DeBona, you know Anthony.
Sure.
Of Hurts on the sidelines coaching up.
I saw this,
Will Shipley.
It was cool.
And Mailata was mic'd up.
Yeah.
And he's just telling him, you know, you got to get, you know, your wit. And he was like really doing a great job. And Will was like, oh, yeah, I got to do that. He walks away and Mailata.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
How it goes. Great coaching. I mean, it was just really, I've been around him a lot.
He's growing. Yeah. I really do think, and we've talked a lot, Jalen, I think he works on things and I think he gets better at things and he cares about, and I think this is one of those things. It's on the field, it's off the field, it's the whole thing. I think this is part of that. Speaking of Jalen Hurts, it's like a bat phone. OG Wade, what up, brother?
How are we doing today?
Doing
what up,
Wade?
How you doing, pal?
I'm living the life, man. You got the growth sitting up there, you know what I'm saying, Rhea?
Thank you, OG.
Listen, you're welcome. Listen, I wanted to comment on that, what you just played. And it's very profound because Jalen Hurts has been letting out some things for a couple of, you know, through this camp, and he said that for a very long time, people has been telling me how I'm supposed to make it, you know, play the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. He said, and when I did it the way that everyone wanted me to do it, and win. He said, so now I'm just going to do whatever it takes to win.
Yep.
So for all the people that want to see Jalen Hurts pass for 30 and 40 touchdowns and 5,000 yards, you can forget it.
Yeah, who cares?
Because guess what he found out? He found out that don't win.
Yeah,
that matters to this kid.
Wade, I with you, you know, you got two guys here on this show who are the biggest Jalen Hurts supporters on the station, yet we never hear from you in the morning. You're always calling the afternoon show. Who,
and they don't like him at all.
You are the haters in the afternoon show. There's no one who treats Jalen Hurts worse than the afternoon show, other than Ike Reese. Shout out to Ike, he's awesome.
And you know what? You got a point there. And
I know
what?
I do.
I'm going to change that.
Yeah, please.
I want to be called
some
more.
Welcome.
We love you, man.
The thing is, I'm such a huge figure out here in these streets.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
My morning,
I get it, man.
In meetings and everything. And you know how y'all guys do your production meetings?
Oh, yeah.
I have all, you know, I got all these fans and everything. Yeah, no, I'll be calling.
Wade, dude, you're the best.
I love that you are trying to steal a caller from the afternoon show. It's a beautiful thing.
I mean, I'm just calling like I see it, you know? I listen to that show, and like the amount of Hurts hate that comes out of their mouths, it's like, it's nauseating to me.
No, it's not just the amount of hate, it's the fact that they began it the day after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was pretty
outrageous.
And here's the thing, I want to say this in closing.
Yes, sir.
Jalen Hurts is evolving the position.
I love this.
The quarterback position.
Mm-hmm.
And when people see something that you've never seen before, it's like, I'm not going to buy into this right now. It's not real. So everybody's saying, well, let's see you do it again.
Yeah, I'm with you, Wade. And you know what? There's no one who wants to do it more again. Like, there's no one more driven who cares more about putting in the work, changing what they do, working on their weaknesses, whatever, to get back and do it again than this dude. It's what makes him super special.
No one likes to work on what they're worst at.
Totally.
It's the hardest thing in the world
to
do.
Called?
And this guy
is called...
loves that.
It's how he goes about his business.
It's why he's going to overcome this problem, which is it's harder to do it again. That's his whole plan.
I'm totally with you.
Everything is geared toward getting over this hump. That hump is the problems associated with coming back and winning a second Super Bowl in a row.
Wade, you got a answer for a non-human character?
Yeah. Big Bird.
Oh, man, another big answer. It's going to be tough to vote at the end.
I loved Big Bird.
Is great. All right, 215-592.
How big is Big Bird? How big?
He's got to be like 8 feet, I would guess. When you think about, like, they have, like, you know, they've had the athletes on and stuff. He's always taller than basketball players or whoever on Sesame Street. Like,
was it always the same person inside Big Bird?
For a while it was,
Until the original guy died.
Yeah, until the original guy died.
How big was the original guy?
He was like 6 foot, but the puppet's bigger than him.
There's a guy like 8 feet, right? I would guess. I don't know for
sure. Big Bird, he's around 8 feet tall, probably. There's a fascinating Jim Henson documentary on HBO.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, on Disney Plus.
Jim Henson is a fascinating figure.
Died way too young. From pneumonia, right?
From pneumonia, yes. You are correct. Hold on. Big Bird height. Let's see this before we get a break.
There was a guy inside. It wasn't real?
8 feet, 2 inches. That was a pretty good guess, right? 8 feet? Not bad. Yeah, that's all right.
There was not a bird, too.
You thought it was a real bird. No.
Not a bird.
Maybe. Who knows?
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your Fit says it all.
Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.